Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 1st, 2020. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for November 2020. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As we enter November, Mercury is coming to the end of its retrograde period. The planet of rational thinking and communications has been backing up in sidereal Libra since October 13th. Mercury makes it to 1 degree Libra, and then, after November 3rd, begins to slowly resume its normal forward motion in the zodiac. It takes a week or more for Mercury to get back up to speed, so the effects of Mercury retrograde can linger for a bit. So stay alert for delays in communications, misunderstandings, mistakes in transactions, and so forth. Also, Saturn is now sending a square aspect to Mercury. The influence of the planet of delay and restriction slows down the planet of facts and data. So don't expect important facts, such as the voting totals from all of the states, to arrive on time. In other words, this planetary pattern confirms that the outcome of the election won't be known until sometime after the Day of Judgment. Otherwise, Mercury in Libra is not a bad thing. It's the planet of reasoning in the sign of balance and harmony. Mercury, the communication planet, is favorable in Libra, the quintessential sign of relationship. Libra is the sign of balance. Mercury is the planet of information, which should keep the media reports balanced. But Libra is an idealist, and sometimes the idealism can go overboard, resulting in fanatical schemes. And then, midway through the month, Mercury comes under the influence of Uranus, which is transiting on the opposite side of the zodiac in sidereal Aries. The exact opposition of Mercury and Uranus will be on November 17th. The planet of independence and rebellion, and the unexpected, influencing the planet of rational thinking, promotes radical thinking and shocking media stories, which spread controversy and discord. The Mercury-Uranus pattern will be effective for several days, so the middle of the month will be exciting and disruptive. Mercury will remain in Libra for nearly all of November until November 27th, when it then moves on in the zodiac and enters sidereal Scorpio. That should be interesting. It'll be the planet of information in the sign of secrets and investigation as we move into December. Now let's look at Mars. The planet of action and combat is still retrograde in sidereal Pisces until the middle of the month, and then ends its retrograde on November 13th at 21 degrees of the sign. When a planet begins or ends its retrograde period, it appears to stop moving in the zodiac, a condition called stationary. A stationary planet is especially strong for what it signifies. Mars will be stationary at 21 degrees sidereal Pisces for about a week before and after it ends its retrograde. So, here we have the planet of force, the planet of combat and destruction, strong in the emotional water sign of hope and faith, feelings and intuition. This combination manifests as people being strongly attached to their beliefs and willing to fight for what they feel is right. Another downside of Mars in Pisces is that this position can be a sore loser. Mars in Pisces is vindictive, so don't expect things to simmer down right away after the voting. Adding more fuel to the fire, Venus moves into position to be opposite to Mars during the week after the election. That's the two gender planets in a mutual aspect pattern which generates a lot of heat and passion. Mars is the stronger of the two. Venus, planet of love and harmony, loses out in this situation. In the Vedic birth chart of the USA, Pisces is the fourth house sign. The fourth house of a country's chart represents the lands of the nation and the people who live on the land. In other words, the common people. The planet of combat, stationary in this sector of the chart for November, indicates that the population is quite roiled up during and after the election. Note, too, that the planet of aggression and anger is transiting directly opposite the USA natal Saturn, which resides in the 10th house of the chart. Saturn is the planet of the establishment. The 10th house is the house of the ruler and his party. The people will be angry at the leadership. Mars will remain in Pisces through November and most of December. The planet of compromise and agreement, Venus, is transiting in sidereal Virgo at the beginning of the month, and, as mentioned before, is in a somewhat difficult relationship with Mars. Then, on November 16th, Venus leaves Virgo and enters its own sign, Libra. Venus is happy to be in its own sign, the sign of balance and relationship. Venus joins up with Mercury, which is good. It's the planet of agreement with the planet of communications. Except that, as mentioned, in the middle of the month, Mercury is getting the direct aspect of disruptive Uranus. Also, as soon as Venus enters Libra, it forms a square aspect pattern with Saturn, which will be exact on November 19th. This pattern is unfavorable for Venus significations, like finding compromise and agreement. Saturn's square aspect creates delays and limitations for Venus. Then, in the final week of the month, Venus takes the place of Mercury in the middle of Libra and comes under the direct influence of Uranus. The planet of rebellion and disruption will be afflicting the planet of compromise and agreement, so this is not good, making things a bit worse. On the day of the exact opposition, November 27th, the Moon joins in on the Uranus side of the configuration, increasing the potential for a dramatic event. Another thing happening in the middle of the month is the exact conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto. Jupiter and Pluto were in an extended close conjunction during the summer when both were retrograde in Capricorn. The conjunction continued while both planets backed into Sagittarius at the end of June. Jupiter is responsible for a lot of the desirable principles that govern society, such as wisdom, ethics, truth, justice, law. Pluto's quality of destruction has wreaked a lot of havoc, as has been obvious for most of this year. After retrograding past Pluto, ending its retrograde, and returning to direct motion, Jupiter now, in November, advances on Pluto, and the two planets will again combine energies during the first 3 weeks of the month. The exact conjunction is on November 12th, so this is another planetary indication for some sort of breakdown of truth and justice in the middle of the month. And then Jupiter changes signs, leaving Sagittarius and entering sidereal Capricorn on November 20th. As soon as it does this, Jupiter leaves the influence of Pluto behind and instead comes under the influence of Saturn. Now we get the planet of ethics and morality, truth and justice, combined with the planet of duty, established order, stability, rules and regulations. Saturn is strong in its own sign, Capricorn, the sign of practical goals and tangible results. So, this planetary combination would seem to indicate a gradual return to established societal norms. The Jupiter-Saturn combination continues until early April of next year. So, what's the takeaway for November? Well, the month does have some rather disruptive combinations during the first half, such as Mercury squared by Saturn, Mars opposing Venus, and Jupiter conjunct Pluto. And then, in the middle of the month, Uranus opposes Mercury, and Saturn squares Venus. But, at least by the end of the month, things are getting sorted out, the challenging aspects are no longer exact, and Jupiter, together with Saturn in Capricorn, shows that things will be on the path to becoming more realistic. In other words, there's some hope for December. Okay, so that's a brief look at planetary patterns for November 2020. And now a reminder, you have been watching Astrology News Report's once-a-month free public video. If you would like to see the next four weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in the November videos. November 8th, Venus opposite Mars and the effects for your rising sign chart. November 16th, Jupiter with Saturn in Capricorn, an analysis and effects for your chart. November 23rd, current transits and how they are affecting world events. November 30th, a preview of planetary patterns for December 2020. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. Or, if the embedded card doesn't work, you can find the link at the top of the comment section. Thank you. And until next week.